aussi sans savoir ce qui nous attend un peu plus tard. Laissez parler, mon instinct me guérit. Puisque tout cela est bien trop court, j'aimerais jusqu'à mon dernier jour.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Grand Rising, my people. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You're gonna have some fun this morning. You understand? No.
Pop it, lock it, drop it. We going up like the stock it. Outside it, inside the Lambo is chocolate. Throw it, watch it, cake it, profit. Bands getting big, it might bust out of pockets. She keep it, bust down a locket. Natural, don't care. If you come in with gang, leave your phone at the hotel. She know my body, she don't need the intel. On top, spin around, go crazy. AOD Jack wanna know what I inhale. She get it thick, ain't no way that you can't tell. To put shorty on payroll, she got a bankroll. She do that, she do not say so. Hit from the back, gotta grab her ankles. Hand on her neck, I might give her a bangle. And then I'm gonna go out with a bangle. She say me and my brothers remind her of bang bro. She in the mid tryna work on her angle.
Turn it up.
She be riding inside her body. She gon' ride it like Kawasaki. She said she was lit off the sake. She left the lobby parking lot. Gave me a got it. She said she gon' give me the and a posse. F***ed around, introduce her to Roddy. Thing on my hip for when she looking wacky. I might have to bust it. Just look at that body. Like,
bust it, bust it,
city, I broke all the knots. Got some old millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me, it ain't no fault. We call him Trusty, cause they gonna chop. Took her out of violence, cause of pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock. Cartier, I'm the boss man in a suit with no tie. I can't be sober, I gotta stay high. Put me some in the can and dry. Running a spaceship like Bunny and Clyde. Don't worry, baby, I keep me some fire. She mayonnaise and broken, she cannot decide. The ladies, Mercedes, will go to surprise. Don't sleep on me, lady, her
prize.
And her bedroom, zipping her side. Even mad babies, they regular size. Really fly with that pelican guy. You ain't slick, I can tell her this guy. Upgrade at my wrist, put her guess in the sky. She sing out my sauna and change her whole life. I taught her to goggle and work on her eyes. Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and it don't fall. We call him Chaucer, cause they gonna chop. Took her out of violence, cause of pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock.
Turn
it
up, turn it up, turn it up. Hit the leaf with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Sit out,
pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals, we been trapping like the 80s. She said that, so got the cash app. Told on white, but no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul, and I can back that. And I really wanna know. City in a bulletproof Cadillac. Cause I know these out to wear the bag at. Gotta move smarter, gotta move harder. Try to give me 5 mile water. I lay it down on my son, on my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lot of out here playing, ain't ballin'. I done put my whole arm in the rim, Vince Carter. And an old poppy get a key for the quarter. Shotty belly seen the double C's, I bought her. Got it, that looking like a Leo, she a model. I got the pink slip, my whip is keyless. Compton, I'm about to get the key to the city. Paddock, light.
Make it,
she the one, you the one, I'm the one, what a trip.
my heart and hope to die. If it's real, it's real forever. May we never testify. Put the pedal to the floor. Look the devil in the eye. If you tell me that you love me, promise not to change your mind. We lost sleeping in the middle tonight. With the bass turned loud, will you turn on the light? Wish you fast for the winner. Wish you champagne on ice. Middle fingers to the police. Yeah!
Now get ready.
That's fine.
Be entertained.
Came up.
Enlightened.
We really have a new one.
And empowered by the Empower Hour. Get me.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. Every Thursday AM from 7 AM to 9 AM. Available on Facebook, MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as usual, I'm joined by my queen, Gina, and my king, Pharaoh, my partners in light. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our chief enlightening officer in order to bless this show and our kings and queens listening. Pharaoh.
Blessed, melanated, rising people, I hope you're having an awesome morning. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors for being present here with us this morning. And I just ask that this morning's show, let it be very entertaining, let it be very educational, and most importantly, let it be empowering for our listeners. Keep everybody peace, safe, and in love. Hotep. Amen. Ashe.
Ashe. How's everybody's week going this Thursday? It's Pisces season. I must throw that out there. How's everybody? How's everybody doing?
Well, I'm glad it's not pitch dark outside.
I know. It makes it easier to go.
Right? Come on, spring.
And it doesn't get like dark early anymore either. So that's good.
I'm loving that. Yeah, I seen that last night.
That's good.
Well, since I left you guys last, it's been a whole lot of basketball and a whole lot of home improvements.
Ooh, that's what's up. Home improvements. Talk about it.
Yes. I put up some shelves. I put my plants have a home now. I just put up a bunch of different things and now I'm in love with my house again or
okay.
My home again.
I like
and
that.
And I decluttered and stuff. So a lot of things are going in the garbage.
All right. Expand on the basketball. What's going on there?
Oh, it's just there was just a whole lot of basketball playing. You know what I mean? And I come from a basketball family, so
yes,
we watch
you did
basketball.
Say that, right? You did say
and
that,
and it
right.
was great.
Right.
Loved it. Some more tonight.
More
so
tonight?
I'm
okay.
here for it.
Like who's playing? Like
yeah, exactly. You're not saying who's playing. We don't know.
No, well, so I'm watching G League right now because okay. you know I'm just watching my brother. You know, throw down with
big shout out to Gina's brother
with the Mad Ants.
Right.
So loving that, and they are playing again tonight. So we're about to watch. Although. I don't know. He might be going between the Pacers and Mad Ants, but whatever. Like,
okay.
I'm just here for the basketball.
Mm. We hear you. We hear
I'm here
you.
For it. And I started last Friday. I started a 40-day sugar-free journey, and come to find out, they add sugar to wine and alcohol.
Well, guess you're not getting a batch of Mistress Moscato,
ma'am. I was about to go to SAQ pick up a bottle of wine. I was like, something
no,
told me.
No, obviously,
Google. Sugar is an integral
sugar
part of
everything
of fermentation.
The only
I was
thing
like,
sugar's
oh,
in, it's like broccoli and things. Mine, come on, like yo.
Whole Foods. Okay, I know I did a dry January, but it's about to be another dry 40 days.
Jeez Louise, when I bring cake for my birthday in the next couple of weeks, you can't have any.
I will high five you.
All right, cool. Mm. All right, no problem. Well, Mr. Farrow, it's Thursday.
I know, yo. It's been a pretty eventful week.
All right.
Well, okay, I just have a joke, actually. I was watching Judge Judy yesterday.
Wow, you need horns for that.
You
were watching TV.
I know. Yeah, I think that's cable. I don't know. Whatever.
You were watching TV. That's the big
I know.
Thing.
That is the highlight,
TV,
right?
Right?
I know.
Oh,
so,
man. Okay.
Okay, all right, I'll be honest. I was just kind of hearing it in the background, and then it drew me to the TV because it just sounded so crazy what I was hearing. But anyways, it was just – maybe it's just funny to me, but I figured I would share it with you guys. So I watched, like, two Karens, like – white, it was like white on white crime. It was
like that's not funny, everyone. Stop laughing.
So let me just tell you guys what happened. So basically, this woman. Okay, I already stated they're both white women, right? Okay, so two.
Yeah.
All right, so one woman pulls up and parks in this woman's driveway. She doesn't live there, but she used to know the people who used to live there. So she felt that she could park up in these people's driveway.
Mm-hmm.
The people who just bought the house now, they come home. and they see somebody's car in their driveway. Mm-hmm. So they're like, yo, we don't know who this is. So they blocked the car into the driveway. They parked their car and blocked the car.
Okay, okay.
But then they left, like, for like a week.
Right? Oh, that's...
So wait.
I wasn't ready this morning.
Oh, so now, but this, it gets better. So now, okay. So now the person who owns the other car now comes back and is like, yo, they blocked my car in. So she's trying to, she's knocking on the door. She realizes nobody's home. Right. She takes the liberty of going to the backyard to see that the back door is open. Now, and you know when you're moving into a house, so you have like your stuff in and out. There's keys on the counter.
Okay.
So she finds the keys on the counter, grabs the keys, goes, moves the people's car.
Okay.
This is white privilege to the max.
This is audacity.
I'll tell you guys how it goes. So, okay. So she grabs the keys, moves the people's car. Takes her car out and then, like, intentionally puts their car where her car was. So to show them that, you know what, I moved your car. So she didn't.
What
she,
kind of bonus?
Right. So not just she didn't shimmy her car. She wanted them to know I moved the car. So now obviously the people come back and they're snapping. They're like, "Yo, somebody was in our house," It's like, so they're basically they're super uncomfortable, right? And they're like this for like a year because now it happens and the person disappears. They don't know, so they don't know if it was a home invasion. They don't know, right. But they're like, "Yo," so literally for a year they're uncomfortable in their own house because they don't know what's what. Mm-hmm. So speed forward now. This woman who did this is across the street, right, at the dry cleaners because it's all one community, right?
Okay.
And now she is bragging to the employee of the dry cleaners, talking about what she did last year. And my God, these people not knowing it's the people that I'm sister.
Oh,
her sister. She's
gosh.
So obviously now we're in Judge Judy. And
okay.
Yo, so now, but this is where it gets good because now, okay, I don't wanna have to say this, but we do know that if this woman was black, she wouldn't be on Judge Judy. Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
If it was a black woman who went into the house and did this, it basically she would be in jail. She would be in.
It's
a felony because
yeah,
even Judge Judy was like, right. "Yo, like I wish more could happen to you." She's like, "All I could do is, you know, like it, like rule in favor of the plaintiff or whatever be the case for the $5,000." But she's like, "I you should be, you know, like going to jail or whatever be the case for what you do," because the woman who did it is she's like. What? I didn't know that there was something wrong with that. She's like, What's the problem?
No.
Like,
no.
She's
no,
like,
no, because she said, but I parked the car back in the driveway.
She's like, yeah.
I rectified my mistake.
So the judge was like, you couldn't leave a note.
Went
into people's house, moved their car, and then was bragging about it. And I'm like, yo, honestly, we know that if the situation was different, because the people then went to the police, and the police was like, you know, you should just go and whatever, small claims, and, you know, we don't have time to pursue, like, she's not a real criminal, is what they said.
Wow.
But thank you. That's what she said. She's not a real criminal. And basically, I know. So I had to share that because I'm like, yo, I'm watching this and I'm like, yo, is this? And it's like the.
She has audacity.
On both sides, though. On both sides. So first, like, obviously, the woman who felt violated and people going into her house, she was like, yo, like, she's so violent. She's so hurt. She can't believe there's people like this on the planet. That's what she said, stuff like that.
Okay, ma'am.
And then, but then the other Karen, who was just like, what? Like, I didn't know I couldn't do this. I'm looking at both of these people.
What
I'm like,
do you mean what? You didn't know you couldn't do this?
Go in,
and the next woman, you deserve people like this on the planet. Ma'am,
bold-faced,
where do you live?
Thank you. So anyway, because I'm watching this woman, and she's bold-facedly lying. Because if you had time to go and brag to the next to a woman and laugh about it and say that you intentionally did this and da-da-da to make, you're bold-facedly lying and just like, I don't know. And yeah, like, anyways, I just had to say, it's unfortunate because if we do know she was a black woman, they would have said, you know what? Yeah, she's a hardback criminal. Let's go get her.
Exactly.
That's it. She's in federal prison right now.
There's so much wrong with this.
Yeah.
There's so much wrong. My question is, what would you guys have done had your sisters come and told you, this lady bust into your house, move your car, all this stuff? Like, the two of you guys, what would you guys do if that was your reality?
Mm. You know, it's funny because we did talk about this because... All right, not to be a jerk, but maybe I am a jerk, because if I would have came home and seen that,
yes,
I might have mashed up the car. I might have been like, yo, this car is mine now. I don't know.
I would have told that car in the first place.
This car is mine.
Your driveway. Exactly. They should have told the car.
They should have told the car.
Like,
true.
This car is in my driveway.
Exactly.
We don't own this car. tow the car.
Right.
Well,
that's
and then I'm, the, and I'm then claiming the car like mine. I don't care.
Right. And so then the woman who's going to come and try to find like her car mine. And then see my car parked in my driveway, then she's going to know like, oh, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then she's not coming in my house. Why didn't you lock your door?
Facts. That's another.
Finding keys in my house. Why are there keys in your house? Right?
And your door is unlocked.
Your door is unlocked. Where do these people, Farrah, did you get with these people?
Like, yo, that, I don't know. And where white people are. I don't know. But just kidding. But you know, some kind of weird suburbia, because it was just where the sister lives across the street.
Yeah.
The neighbor, she's been like around the corner for years, like for the year, not saying nothing.
They
weird.
Live on a circle, you know, yeah, exactly. Dead end, yeah. You know,
crescent, just there.
Weird mind circle. That's where they live.
It was just really
a cul-de-sac.
I had to say, I said when I watched it, I'm like, I'm talking about this tomorrow. So, yeah, so that was my turn.
Wow. Speaking of neighbors and all this kind of foolishness, my neighbors got a dose of their own medicine this week with the Miss Trish 170-pound jump.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is I live on the third floor of my apartment building, and my neighbors are under me,
mm-hmm.
and it's Granby Zoo. NASCAR race. There's always noise under me. I can't do a Zoom meeting. I can't do my Coffee Chronicle story times. Nothing like that because they're making so much noise.
From under you?
From underneath
me.
So the other day, I'm trying to record something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear myself talk. You know when you're talking and, you know, sometimes, P, you do that to us. You throw the music over
yes,
us. It's
yes.
kind of like that.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
I can't.
Which I'm waiting for it anyway.
I know, where
now.
Was it for?
I figured I would have waited till you guys
where's
finished.
The
and then I would have brought in the background music. All right.
Anyways, so I can't talk. I can't hear I'm trying to talk louder because they're jumping louder. I said, you know what? I'm so tired of this. My whole body, guys. I took it from the bottom of my feet and I jumped. And I jumped like 14 times. I did not stop jumping. And on top of that, I'm screaming because I have a loud voice. I don't know if you guys
so
know.
So definitely things are falling off their shelves.
Yeah, so two of my pictures fell out.
Yeah, okay. In your own house. So you're like,
from them, from you
them,
jumping.
No,
oh, from them downstairs? What are they doing? They're hanging on walls?
I don't know what they're doing, you guys.
What, in the Jungle Book?
Absolutely no idea. I lost my mind. I can't record nothing. I'm talking over myself. I say, you know what? It's time for them to get a dose of their own medicine. So I jumped 14 times.
Okay.
Very, very loud. The bottom of my feet are still hurting.
Now, this is a diplomatic me. Did you go downstairs and tell them, excuse me, I'm upstairs and I'm trying to get some work done?
You know what? I told the man before when I held the door for him one time. Mm-hmm. Like, I told him nicely, you know, you and your herd, you guys are making a lot of noise.
That's not nice. Herd, you can't call
I didn't
somebody
say
children
herd.
Okay, cool.
I didn't say herd, but I felt like saying. I'm telling you what I felt like saying. I said, you know, I told him nicely, can you turn it down?
Right.
But then all you keep on doing it. So
okay,
now you're going to get the real.
No, yeah, those who can't hear must feel.
Exactly, Trish. And ever since Tuesday, it's been very quiet.
Bam, claps to that. Damn, yo, that's those who can't hear must feel. Consequences to action.
I called my landlord, though. I told him what I did, because the thing is, my landlord told me when I first reported it to him, because I told my landlord first, obvious.
Hmm.
He said, knock back.
Okay, sweet.
So then I didn't really knock back.
Nah.
I actually trampled back
on
their
heads. Yeah.
So I'm very happy about that. And this week I did a photo shoot with my sister and my nieces for International Women's Day. So what I'm going to do for March on my Facebook and my Instagram, I'm going to highlight some Montreal women I feel like we haven't highlighted in a lot. You know what I mean? They're
I
trying
love that.
To do things. So every day on my Facebook, I'm going to do that. Every day on my Instagram, I'm going to do that. I'm going to email some queens today because I feel like everybody needs to highlight it. We're all trying to reach something. You know what I'm saying? And I think it will never dim my shine to do something like that. And I think a lot of people wouldn't do that in fear of dimming their own shine. So I'm not scared of that stuff. So International Women's Day, that's also my birthday, March 8th. Nobody forget.
Okay, and thank you. Writing it down.
Yeah. And that was really my week. No, you didn't why are you saying it, though?
Because he is who he is.
And he laughs at his own jokes, eh? Remember the Coffee Chronicles segment when I was like, oh, if you're the funniest family member, I know y'all are related. Well, Gina, I think you're funnier than your cousin, okay?
Thank you, appreciate it. Right. I know the delusions of one of ones.
Okay?
I'll tell you guys, you know what really makes me laugh, though? Because I see my traits in my youngest daughter, Nzinga.
Yes.
And, like, she does wickedness and laughs, like, from her stomach. Like, she's like, yo, that was so funny.
Well, we know which parent she gets that
yeah,
from.
But she's also his twin. Like, what
are
we talking
about
here?
She really looks just like me, too. It's really funny. But it's like, so anyways, I don't know where we get it from, but I maybe it's my grandfather. But
okay. Oh, look at that. The background music has come in
you see?
Nicely.
Thank you.
Hand clap to you.
Thanks.
It only took 6 weeks.
No. and it might not happen next week. I'm just saying. Don't expect the consistency. Just one of these days today.
Oh, my God. Are we going into the headlines?
Let's dive in.
All right. You want to start with 1P? I think you should.
Well, actually, I'll go ahead and talk about it because okay, I was going through
you.
It. So, okay, here we go.
I didn't choose that. I haven't. Okay, sorry.
So, listen, guys, the fight isn't over. George Floyd's murder trial starts in March. So the jury selection is scheduled to begin March 8th on Trisha's birthday. And opening statements are scheduled for March 29th. Guys, this is I feel like this is a little different because, you know, they haven't been doing right. You know, they haven't been doing right with Breonna's case. They haven't been doing right with a lot of these cases. I don't think we can survive another not do right.
I'm not sure how this one's going to turn out because we know how they did Breonna. Let's just be real on that.
I think it's going to turn out like bad. I think it's a bit bad for us as a community. So I think we should stop pretending and start. Okay, no, let me not say that. I think we should.
I know everything.
Right?
I know what you're saying.
Just, I think it's like enough is enough. We had, and we'll talk about it later on the show, because yesterday, again, big shout out to Montreal Community Cares, Berkey, for putting the whole thing together yesterday, where it's just time that we start taking a stand. Mm-hmm. But we got to start doing things different, right? Because like, I don't expect any positive to come out of that. I almost anticipate them wanting to rile up the community again. So they're going to really just come out, just say, yeah, not guilty. And what happened? What? You thought that was a crime? Come on, guys, get over it.
Exactly.
And then, you know, the people are going to get upset and take to the streets and that whole nine. So, but I think it's just, we need to be more proactive now and just start to plan ahead and start to do things. Like we had discussed a bunch of different solutions, whether it be getting involved in politics, whether it be creating our own community security, whether it be pooling our capital together so we could have our own advocacy fund. So when things like this happen, we actually just immediately press charges on people and sue people, all kind of different things. Like, you know, but it's like we have to start taking a more proactive approach.
Agreed.
So in other news, in California, deputies who shot a man during a jaywalking incident. You guessed that he was black, folks.
Okay, yeah. I was like, jaywalking. He must have been black.
Yep, he was black. And so this happened in September. This happened on September 23rd is when Kurt Reynolds was murdered.
Okay.
And
he was murdered for
jaywalking. He was murdered for jaywalking.
You didn't catch that, Trish? Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't have the coffee. I couldn't make it. But yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And the only reason why we're hearing about it more today, or this week, I should say, is because finally, after pressure from the community and after a lot of protests, they finally released the video footage.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, the video footage started in the police car where one of the police officers saw the man jaywalking and he's just like, yo, we got to go stop him. Other police officers like, nah, like the situation's under control. There's no need to go
stop the man,
jaywalking. Like we have other things. And then he said, and so the police officer said something like, don't make a case out of it. Like basically telling him to be quiet because he knows he's being recorded. And so then that gives it precedent to show that one officer is is not doing what he needs to be doing.
Yep, yep.
So now they go and stop the man. So now there's video from there. From their body cam, there's video from somebody else across the street because that's how life is now.
Mm-hmm.
When you see cops and you see black people, you got to pull out the phones
right away,
instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so then, like, the one cop is basically harassing the jaywalker and he's telling him, like, yeah, you jaywalked this, that, and the third. Where are you going? He's like, yo, I'm just going home. Like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Blah blah blah. Next thing you know, they're tussling on the floor, all kinds of things. And then you hear a cop saying, he got a gun, he got a gun, he got a gun.
Did you just hear that? And there's no... Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Finish.
And then they shot him twice.
Wow.
And then he died.
Of course. I'm so tired of this stuff.
You see...
So that's what's in headlines.
You know,
today.
But I'm glad you brought up that point. Because we were discussing a couple of weeks ago having police cams, like having the police here in Montreal wear cameras. After speaking to my boy Will Prosper... shed some light and some real information. Big shout out Hoodstock, the whole nine. And first of all, the cameras are like millions of dollars. We're talking like to bring in cameras, like $100 million, like,
oh, wow,
to bring in cameras, right?
Okay.
It's no cheap thing. But then, is it saving a life? Like, is it, like, we're just watching it now. Now we can actually just watch it. Now it's like, because it's not preventing them from doing anything.
Well, and they're keeping the footage, right? They're
That's
keeping
the
footage,
thing.
And then they're just like, okay, so we saw what happened. Let's create a narrative.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's exactly that was the point. So like even Will was telling me, he's like, look, unless we're going to do this and we're going to be able to own the footage, like the footage goes to a third party, a neutral party, then all we're doing is just equipping the police with some other tools. Yeah. That is not going to serve us at all. So he's like, yo, if that's the case and they're ready to spend that $100 million, then just give us at least $1 million.
Period.
And then let us finance our own community security. Let us do our own thing. Because at this point, guys, like I said it yesterday, I'm going to continue to say it. Racism is like a sickness.
Yes, you did say that.
That people suffer from. But unfortunately, we're the victims of it. They're killing people because of this sickness called racism. So while they're dealing with their things and while we're having these kumbaya sessions and talking to people and teaching them, you know, why you shouldn't just kill black people, like, you know, why you shouldn't attack youth and slam girls down on the ground and put your foot on their head. Like, while we're doing this, we need to be thinking self-preservation. Absolutely. We need to be distancing ourselves from them. We don't want them patrolling our areas. We don't want you guys just in our juice. We don't want to play basketball with you guys, okay? Let's basically, you're here to serve and protect. Do that, but you know these borders, because I don't see them patrolling through Westmount and Hampstead and all these. I don't want to see you guys up and down. I want to see our own community waving at us. And in the event we do need to call you guys, come, but know that we're gonna have our own people standing by, just watching, just to make sure I'm being present, watching, because enough is enough, guys. Is enough. Like, yeah, camera, it's not changing anything.
And there was a state that was trying to pass a bill that wanted to disallow the public to film police officers while they were doing their work, right? Yeah, because they were saying how it was pressuring them. It was harassment.
Really?
While they were trying to do their job.
Wow, lovely.
Yeah, yeah. That was a bill that tried to pass.
Okay. And anyway, let's go on to the next one, because as we're talking about the police, because they're so helpful. Mm. So the Sûreté de Québec confirmed Monday that the death of a Laval woman over the weekend has been ruled a homicide. The 32-year-old victim, identified as Marley Edouard, was found in the parking lot of her residence. Mm-hmm. After she told the police, of a residential building on the Chateau Street in Laval, Chaumonix District, at 7 a.m. on Sunday. Now, I just want to let you guys know that this woman informed the police that she was receiving death threats 2 days before she passed away. She is a melanated woman of Haitian descent as well.
Yeah, she's only been here, I think, like, she's been here for like six or eight years. Like, she just moved out here.
Exactly. She just moved out here. And it just begs the question again, what is the police good for? Like, where are the good ones? Thierry Lindor had said this one time. He said, people say, yeah, there's good cops and things like that. But he asked the question, where are the good cops?
Yeah.
Where are the good cops? Why do they wait for something to happen all the time? You know, you can report it till you're blue in the face. They tell you to report these things. You report these things, and unfortunately, stuff like this happens. So,
no, but Trish, they're busy giving out tickets for curfew, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's what they're doing.
I just read the other day that because there are some regions I was asking Legault to have police patrolling the streets to in the regions to make sure that they don't go through. And he's just like, no. I want them to concentrate on the curfew.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So they were too busy.
They
were too busy to to help her out.
Right.
Because curfew is very
important.
Or
they were probably like following someone for taking salmon to their mother's house.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or attacking young girls.
Because I even
heard on the South Shore.
Yes. Yeah. Heard about that girl. She was walking, minding her business. Yeah. Out of nowhere, the police comes and arrests her.
Yeah.
Took her down, tackled her.
Yeah.
And she said, what is going on? Somebody told us you're carrying a gun.
She had a hood, and they were shocked because they didn't realize she was a girl at first.
Exactly.
So picture that. They're tackling her like she's a man, eh? Like, and then realize she's a young girl.
Right. And she's young.
Thank you. Right. Okay.
That's what the police is.
Just so we can understand.
We solved it. Empower Hour solving case issues time. We solved it.
So that's where we're at.
We starting off the morning.
Right. next week, can we start with positive news?
No, I know. Let me see. What else do we have on it?
One more.
All right, cool.
Quebec was voted.
How come I can't hear you?
Oh, because my face is gone.
Oh, okay. All right.
I said Quebec was voted the worst province for handling the pandemic. That's why I laughed. I said, yo, tell me you guys are not surprised about that.
But we're the only province with a curfew, though.
Well, we handled, he handled it the worst. But are you guys surprised, though? Because when I read it, I laughed just the way we all did. And I said, I'm not surprised about this. Are you guys surprised about this? Please tell me no.
What do you mean, the country of Quebec?
Yes, the country of Quebec. Are you surprised? Because I'm not surprised.
Yo, I wish Thierry was here this morning. The reason why, because Thierry had a ball yesterday talking about the Legault government bringing in, I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Oh,
the white person married to a black person.
I thought we were going to talk about that today too.
But
yes.
I thought she was going to bring it. So now I'm like, oh, wait.
We definitely have to talk about that.
We have to. But you know, okay, let's pause because I want to be prepared for it properly.
Yeah,
like,
put it in the community of the in
because,
the
because Lord, mm-hmm. Lord.
It's
Lord,
a lot. That's
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
to take
no,
it.
No,
that's
it really is. It really is. So look, so now, I'm looking at the time. Yo, we're doing good this morning. Hey,
7:30.
Okay. So look, so I want to prepare us. We're going to go into a little quick musical break. Oh, wait. Can't play that.
Ooh, what? Play that.
Stop.
What about my tune?
Are we playing the 8-minute Haitian song today?
Yo, don't ever disrespect me.
No,
again,
I was.
Trish.
No, I was. I'm
Trish.
Saying I'm ready. Trish. I'm saying I got myself ready for it this time. I got coffee soon to be made to keep myself awake.
Trish,
I got you know I got the hips ready.
No, it's not the 8-minute song.
Okay, sorry.
But it is another. It's another.
But I did
Carpa
ask.
Song.
Okay, that's fine.
I can still bring it to you.
Is it Angela?
No,
that track. I like that track.
I like that one too.
See, I know
no,
my whole
I'm
tunes,
giving you,
okay?
I'm giving you some.
Because I'm a Trini doesn't mean,
new.
You know? All right, give me something new. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
as soon as Pharaoh
gets it together.
Decides he wants to play it, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right,
like,
right.
I mean, whenever. There we go.
Drug Johnny, baby. Gardons femme, femme dans ton basse. Femme n'en fait n'est qu'à pas sous place. La honka ouais pour voile, belle bout de jambe, belle tête et doubout, mais là j'ai d'adal. Gardez-moi qui est ça, pour qui est-ce que tu fais ça, yeah. La machin qui on est captivé, tout geste, geste, qui t'aime, je ne laisse là, yeah. Lougaou, femme la couille tout partout. Sentez ce fou, bras fou, moi la daka, ma dame, la gadem, la gadem, la. Tout plein même collé. J'aime craper devant la ligne. Web solid, solid, solid. Ça veut dire que j'aime chérie, m'a mis ton analyse. Yo, tu voles, wow, kounem, pas la gonne niche. M'a même besoin de voye cop, chérie, sac devant la riche. Comme côté pour m'a tap, chérie, m'a besoin de ma pisse. Hey, hey, hey. Lougaou, fom la m'couille tout partout. Senti se foum, bram foum, madame.
That was Tap by Dro and Yanni.
Thank you, DJ like Gina. Yes, we did love that a lot.
Can I say all compost sounds the same, or is that like?
Whoa!
Yo, this guy. Oh my gosh.
No, I was. I don't know.
Oh
was
my
I,
God.
No, it was more of a question. It was more of a question
it's
than a statement.
The soca all sound the same?
Well, no.
Well. It doesn't sound the same, but it kind of gives you, like, generally gives the same vibe, right? Like, soca just makes me happy all around this
vacation. Yeah, well, compa does that thing, too. You're supposed to catch the vibe on
no, but I
thought too.
The song, I was just listening to the same song I heard last week. That's why I was saying
okay.
That.
Okay. Right. On to the next topic, because we're not going to have
I'm
a...
Not, I'm not... He tried me today.
I was just asking a question. Then I gave a statement after, but it was...
In true Pharaoh style. Can I just say this? Yeah, because, you know, this.
So,
let's talk about it, y'all.
Good morning, y'all. I usually do affirmation and goals, and actually, I don't have an affirmation for you guys this week. I have a little update story about what's going on in my life.
I'm
a person who keeps my personal life close to the chest, but I thought it was important to talk about this because of a lot of different things that we've been talking about on the show in these past shows. So Tuesday, I get a call. So I have family out in Atlanta, right? And Tuesday, I get a call from my cousin in Atlanta. And just to give you a little backstory, my mom's cousin, first cousin, lives in Atlanta, and he has his wife who's out there. So unfortunately, he passed from COVID last year, and his sons are out there too. Grown-ass sons, but, you know, so there. So his wife lives in her home with her mom and her brother. So she was supposed to be coming back from New York to, because they're originally from New York, from New York to Atlanta on the Tuesday. And so her brother kind of went on a bender. And so my cousin, you know, said on the day that she was coming back, she's like, all right, you know, you're doing a little too much. I have to take out this brand new bottle. I have to take it from you. And so he looked at her and said, what I'm about to do is because of you. And then he shot himself in the face. Yeah.
Man.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So
wow. I don't think anybody's ready for that.
Nope. I didn't even put it in the synopsis.
No. No, you didn't.
And so as of this morning, he's still in the hospital. He's awake.
Oh, hey. He didn't transcend. Like,
oh,
he didn't.
No. Jeez, Louise.
No.
Wow, that is weird.
Because God was like, absolutely not.
Yeah. So it was an older gun. It was a revolver. And so they had said, had it been maybe a newer gun, it might have been a different situation. But he does have his jaw wired shut, and the bullet did go through the top of his cranium.
Whoa.
So I say this to say this, right? We've talked a lot about mental health in the Black community. Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot about how we grow up thinking that therapy is for white people and that we don't need it, and we keep telling you know more and more people that we do. I also want to say that addiction, alcoholism, is a sickness.
Absolutely.
It is self-medicating, too.
Absolutely.
And so we want to say that we don't want to speak to therapists and speak to people about things, but we're self-medicating in our community.
Right.
And so yesterday, there was a lot of conversation going on about enabling. Okay. Right. And so she herself had said, you know, she enabled things like when she's bringing alcohol to him and everyone around him is enabling him too. So there was a lot of like she went around doing a lot of cussing because,
okay, well, yeah,
she experienced a very traumatic situation.
Of course. Yes.
But it was also like, yo, you guys are at fault. I am at fault. We need to stop enabling him because otherwise he can't get access to this liquor.
Right.
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 And so I get how it's just sometimes easier to just say, yo, you're living your life. That's your business. Mm-hmm. But if you cannot enable somebody and allow them to live their lives.
Right.
Right.
Especially
and
if you see it's getting to like too out of
to that
there.
Point. And a lot of the times we just say, oh yeah, that's that person. They drink too much. Oh yeah, that's that person. They just, they blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And we remove the accountability from oneself.
Okay. Yes.
But understand that it's also, so if this is you or if this is somebody that you know, it's important to recognize the signs of when things go from recreational to addiction.
There's a problem.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. And so don't laugh it off. Don't discard it, and don't remove accountability, because we are a community and we have to work together. I appreciate that everyone has to live their lives 100%. But I can guarantee you wouldn't want to have to be in that situation to have to, one, witness that firsthand.
Right. Yes.
And two, be the family around it who's going through it.
Absolutely.
As well. Because like they've been going, like, just again, putting my business in these streets, but they've been like, they lost two people from COVID, two brothers from COVID. Mm-hmm. So my mom's cousin and his brother.
Yes.
The brother's wife to cancer. Oh. And my cousin's baby mother to cancer, to stomach cancer, a week before their child's birthday.
Ooh.
So like, this is like number five. Oh yes. And their nephew just got hit by a hit and run car. Last week while he was dirt biking in the road. Like, it's going through things. Like, right now, I want to just send them some sage or something.
Right.
Seriously.
And just, like,
Something's up. You need to purge that atmosphere.
Something's up. Yes.
Wow. So that's what was going on in my week. How it was going really great, and then took a turn on Tuesday.
Yes. Tuesday seems to be the day.
Listen now, okay? But that to say, I do still have a goal for everyone.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want everyone to hype up themselves.
Mm.
You know, I think sometimes we wait on other people to give us our accolades,
right?
And tell us how smart, how pretty, how great we are. that doesn't do nothing if you don't feel it for yourself. So make sure you hype yourself up. Right. Mm. Make sure you appreciate yourself for getting up in the morning and doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's a feat, especially in these times.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So hype yourself up. Tell yourself how great you are. And do it every single day.
Amen.
Talk about
that's
it.
That's good. I like that.
That's awesome, Jen. It's like, but and it's unfortunate because it's like, yeah, I'm like what you just said is really like resonating because I just find like we don't check up on each other enough either.
Yeah.
Like you know, just
we don't.
Just like hey, how you doing? Like just a touch base. Like
right.
Sometimes it really does make a difference. And we're like right now we're going through a lot as a people. You know, like it's like besides just watching people transcend left, right, and center, not understanding what's happening. And it's like and the news is not helping. Just putting that on that pressure on you. And then the police aren't helping ever. And it's like it's really there's a lot. Like we're going through a lot. And it's just there's a value in just, you know, just these touch bases, you know, like just to lift each
right.
other up.
Yeah, because this is amplifying things. Mm-hmm. It's not here's the thing. It's not like he became an alcoholic in the last 12 months.
Okay.
Right.
It just amplifies things.
Correct.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, Farrah and I both had suicide in our family. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm on high alert with things.
Yes.
Right.
Like I get high alert on things. And I'm if your voice sounds a little different to me, I'm going to pry into it. Like, I've definitely, like, knocked at my best friend's door, like just on some like, yo, I didn't like the way you sounded.
No, but that's good.
You straight? Cause
that's good. I like that.
And it's
no,
okay. It's not like
great.
She's on those bridges, but it doesn't matter. Before
it doesn't
we,
matter.
Before
you're
we slipped
trying to
into,
prevent.
Yeah, and it's the same for me. Like she'll do the same for me. Like before you slip into depression and all these different things, like yo, you check on your people.
Facts.
It's important.
Absolutely.
I love that.
That's
good. What it is. All right, so you guys already know what time it is now. Oh, that's not what it. That's not what we're supposed to play. Nope. You see what happens? I try to cue it up. Good. Okay, wait. Actually, while I'm doing this,
it's okay. It's live radio.
Yeah. No. That's why people enjoy the Empower Hour because we keep it 100. Okay. Let me try that again. Yeah, because I have an awesome guest with us this morning that I want to bring in. But you know, you guys know how I get down. I can't bring it in without bringing it in. I need that intro music to bring us where we need to go with it. This is not my intro music. What do you?
Back to back?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Nani.
There you go.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods. Yeah. Black Egyptian gods. Summoned from heaven. Blessed. Dressed in only go yard. Homie go hard.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on supporting, uniting, and economically empowering the melanated community. And this is where I bring you that black excellence. I like to say melanated excellence. So I have an awesome guest in the house with us this morning. First, let me mic check. Okay, my brother, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me turn up your microphone. Okay, one more time.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Yes, good.
Morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Empower Hour.
Thank you for having me.
good. So this is Brother Gidwig Belnier. Did I pronounce it?
Exactly.
Yes.
Perfectly.
Thank you. Welcome, my brother. Thank you. So basically, we're talking this morning. We're talking politics, and it's very it's relevant because of everything that's happening. The climate, like you're saying, we were discussing some solutions yesterday on the Instagram Live in terms of things that we could do. And we've said it before: if we're going to change the game, we got to get in the game.
Exactly.
So I have a brother here now, and I'm giving context just so people understand, so that there's no secret, and we're all about transparency. So
exactly.
So our brother Bernier, Goodwig, sorry, is a member of Projet Montréal, right?
More than a member, the president.
Thank you. Okay, talk about it. So, but we're not here to talk Projet Montréal this morning.
No, not at all.
Thank you, my brother. So actually, the floor is yours. Let me give you the floor to properly introduce yourself, and let's dive in.
So I've been involved in politics only for the last since 2018, and I wanted to know within how things were working. And right now, where I am at Projet Montréal, I can see and hear a little bit more how things are working. Mm. And my objective is to tell my brothers and sisters a little bit about this. And we were there in 2017 where we saw there was not a lot of Black people, no Blacks at Projet Montréal,
right,
and very few at Équipe de Nicodère,
mm-hmm,
and very few again on the island of Montreal.
Yeah.
So I did my lead. So with what happened in 2017 and what our brothers and sisters, the candidates that have lost, what they have said about why they have lost, I've gathered the info and I try to figure out how we can make things better.
Better, amazing, I love
that. And so let's dig in right away into it.
Okay.
First of all, our brothers and sisters need our help. They need our support because they have to take risk, and we have to support them and be behind them and support them for them to be a candidate for any party. But we have to do this early in the process because most of the time, by the time we made our decision, most of the decision made by different parties have already been made.
Mm.
And what's left, it's not probably the best district or boroughs or city for us to win.
Mm, talk about it, Frax.
So I'm going to give you an example. Montreal is on the island of Montreal. There's approximately 209 municipal elected officials.
Okay.
209. On those 209, there's only 9 elected officials that are visible minority, either Black or Asian.
Wow. 9. Nine. Just so you guys heard that good. There's 209 elected officials,
yes,
and there's,
yes,
9 visible minorities. And I say 9 melanated like Black people, but just visible minorities.
You know, but it's either Black or Asian.
Okay. That's basically
okay.
It.
Okay.
Right.
So Black or Asian. So there's probably 2-3 Asian or 4-5 Black. So
yeah,
just to give you an example. So there's not a lot. And I have to give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. We all know Balarama.
Right.
He has done an amazing job to have awareness regarding that racial profiling and so on.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the OCPM, the Consultation Office of Montreal, made a report and made a different recommendation. They made 38 recommendations to the city, mm-hmm, so that the city must do something. And one of those recommendations is that is directly to any municipal party,
mm,
and they have to do everything in their power to have elected visible minority.
Wow.
Not just try, but make everything in their power to make them win. And they have, and either for visible minority, but also of course for women. So right,
mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm,
we have, I'm going to give you 2 examples.
Okay.
There's we have to separate the city of Montreal that have been separate from the city. There's 15 of them.
Okay. Oh, you mean like, so within Montreal, there's the city of Montreal, but then there's those boroughs that are like independent.
Yes.
Okay.
You have 15 independent boroughs,
mm-hmm,
like Kirkland, this city,
right.
Kirkland, Westmount, Beaconsfield, and so on. You have 15 of them, and
okay,
you have 19 boroughs.
Okay.
So we have to separate them.
Got it.
No, normally, with the city, like the 15 cities, the mayor that is currently holding the position is the one who's going to decide who's going to be on his team. And most of the time, those mayors are going to win election after election.
Right.
So,
is it because no one's competing against them?
Right. The thing is, it's difficult to take out a mayor that is in those small cities. Mm. It's very difficult.
Okay.
And so, if it's either they left, and most of the time when they left, they're going to, if they stay in politics, they're going to go at either the provincial or federal level with, for example, the liberal.
So they use the municipal election and the power that they gain within the municipal to basically springboard into provincial or even federal.
Exactly. Okay. So imagine if there's no black in those positions, it's more difficult for us to have those positions.
Mm, okay. Okay.
So that's what, and so more a lot of the time we're going to hear, we need black people. We're going to target the city of Montreal, where there's 19 boroughs. And of course, regardless of the party in the city of Montreal, they have to show the leadership. They have to show the way to have black people and visible minority get elected. And this, there's no doubt about this. Either Projet Montréal, Ancien Montréal, Denis Cadet, Vrai Changement pour Montréal, name it, they have to show leadership. So let me ask you,
sorry to cut you. So the timing for us as a melanated community, for us to get involved into politics, the timing is perfect for it. Because we as long as we have a desire, they have been almost mandated, I guess, or the recommendations were put out to say that this one of the things that these political parties have to do is to show how they've made an effort to get more culture on their teams, as well as how they made an effort to get more women on their teams. Correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And we need to get involved in front and also in the back, because behind any elected official, there's a team, and we need to be there also.
There's a sister in the network who had even mentioned that to me. She said, because she had ran in the past, and she had said one of the things is the every candidate is as strong as their team of volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you say we have to get behind them, it is really that. So even people out there who are listening and is like, well, I would like to help, but I don't want to run. I'm like, I don't want to see my face on posters. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah.
But you can still get involved and help. You could still be a volunteer. You could still help to hand out flyers, send out emails, make phone calls.
But this is one level, because after the election, there's a lot of jobs. There is a lot of jobs beyond any elected official.
Wow.
Within a cabinet, within the boroughs, there's a lot of jobs that have to be fulfilled.
Okay.
And guess what? How do you think those jobs have been fulfilled by the elected official? They are looking within their network of who helped them,
right,
who have the same vision with them. And if we are not there, guess what? We don't have those jobs.
So let me ask you, and we're going to close soon, because it's that, like, mm-hmm. Devin, this is heavy though, and I will have you on a couple of times, like, because
no problem.
I'm proud of us as a community, because we're having a conversation early, but we're still kind of late, right? Because we're looking at a municipal election that's in November. Technically, we should have been strategizing since last November at the least. But the fact it's still beginning of the year, and we're having these discussions now. We're looking to mobilize now. People are getting together, and having these type of conversations. So I definitely still have to commend the community on the efforts that they're making. But definitely, I'm gonna have you on more often, just so we could just continue to bring it home and for people to understand the value, especially because of the fact that we're dealing with a lot of police brutality, a lot of injustices. And again, if we're going to make any kind of change, any kind of impact, we're going to have to play the long game, like they have done to us. And we're going to have to understand that we're going to have to get into the game. If we don't end up seeing the promised land, but at least if we're all in positions of power, then we could make sure that our children do.
And we have to understand, it's not one or two black visible minority who's going to make the difference.
Mm.
We need to be 15, we need to be 20. And this is where we can have, as a community, more impact And if we imagine 20 blacks elected municipal or 30 black municipal election, because after getting elected, there's a lot of commission and board that needs to be fulfilled.
Right.
And if we are not there, we are not on those boards, and we don't have the information that we can pass back to the community. And this is something where I see people get involved and I don't see our people. I'm like, where are we? And we have to find people, because often what I'm saying is that being black, the color of my skin, is not my talent. Talent is in my head. And so, yes, professional police brutality, social profiling, all this concerns, we have a big concern regarding this, of course.
Yeah.
But we have also to be there to discuss other issues.
Mm.
Transport, housing.
Education.
But we have to be sure municipal and the education is not directly the same impact, but we can work with the library. So, but we have to be at different table, at different conversation. And we are often in the same conversation. I understand that it's a concern, but we have to have people in our community going to other conversation, other tables, other networks. Talk about how those policies touch us,
so
impact us. And this is the next step, so that when there's an elected official, we can see that elected official and transport, housing, other issue, not only and social issue or issue regarding racial profiling.
I love that. Brother, it's you've given us huge food for thought, and it's really, and I appreciate you for doing that. And again, because we've spoken about it at length, and it's like we can't continue to do the same thing as a community and expect different results.
No, impossible.
Thank you.
Impossible.
So we're at a time now. Go ahead.
And for last, I wanted to give you two examples.
Okay.
About the. Because we often talk only about the city, but there's 15 cities that are separate from Montreal. I'm going to give you an example. In Kirkland, there's 9 elected officials, no women, no black.
Wow.
This is Kirkland, 9. You go to Montreal East, they're just the mayor who's been there, Robert Couture, since 2009. When you look at this team, 1 woman and 6 men and no diversity.
Mm.
So we have to put pressure on those 15 cities that are thinking that they have a free ride because diversity doesn't concern them. It concerns only the city of Montreal.
Wow.
It concerns every city of Montreal. But if we have brothers and sisters that live in Laval or Longueuil, we have to help them also. And in Longueuil, there's an open, the current mayor is not running again. So if we have a brother and sister living in Longueuil, and we think that brother and sister could win, we should help that brother and sister in Longueuil.
Well, shoot, I live on the South Shore. Maybe. No, just kidding. So look, but now look.
But you see, we have to help wherever we see the talent.
I love that. So look, so my call to action right now to the community, because as you know, like, so within the OFC, we have a bunch of different interest groups. Mm-hmm. One of them is what we call Politics 101. And so we're coordinating right now. We're about 20 people who are going to be getting together to have this discussion. I know Thierry Lindog is also working on putting together a caucus as well. So we're getting on the same page. But the idea right now, my call to action is for anybody who is interested, who's listening and is like, you know what? Yeah, I want to get involved. I want to do something in any level. I want to invite you. We've shared the information on our Facebook page, on the Empower Our Facebook page. We have a link on the OFC website where you could just register. There's a list of different interest groups. You just click on the Politics 101 hit submit. We're going to get the notification. We will add you to the group, and basically you'll be invited to the next meeting. We're setting it. It's probably going to be during the week. Next week will be our first preliminary Zoom call where we get together, share a little bit more like what we're doing right now. But it's the plan is to start discussing strategy, see who wants to do what. But the idea is we need to start mobilizing. We need to start organizing as a people. So anybody who's listening and who is interested, definitely get in contact with us. You can check us out, OFCnetwork.com. You can check out our page on Facebook, The Empower Hour. We even created an Our Black Party. Following the movement that Puffy had in the States, we even have a Facebook page called Our Black Party. You could go and check that out, like that. All the information's on there as well. But we have to start mobilizing if we're going to make a difference, my brother. So with that, brother Gedwig, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for being on with us this morning. It's huge, and I'm definitely looking forward to having you back on again and continue to sharing with the people. If people want to get in contact with you, should they reach out to you on social media? Is there a way to get
in contact? Social media, the social media, either Gedwig, Gedwig. They want to find me, and I'm very easy to access. I'm going to answer all their questions. And I'm not here about to talk about Projet Montréal, but I am here to see a big change in our community to get involved in politics.
My brother, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. I'll share your information on our page again. Wishing you an amazing rest of your day and looking forward to continuing to build with you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Woo. That was great.
That was good.
So with that's people, right. Let's give it up for DJ Bobby Payne. Let him come in and do the dang own thing.
You can catch me on all platforms.
Let's go, Bobby Payne.
DJ Bobby Payne. This is the Empower Hour, man. Let's cut the piece right now.
Yellow beats.
What are we saying now?
And chewy on some hot. Like I told Tish, I see when I sh.
Whoa!
You see no twirl, then you drop.
Yeah!
And we keep them to my block. And my take, keep it on the hip drop. And shoot the baby while they eat some hot. Tone only get busy with them. Try to run down and you could catch a.
Everybody!
Running through these tracks till I pass out.
Yeah.
Shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out.
Turn it up,
and
turn
if you ain't
up,
get up on my tripod. I've been selling since like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. That told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing.